Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind is on. Happy Friday. Man, oh man. Looking weekend coming. 6 past the hour. Got a lot going on here. What's on your mind today? We'll be checking in with Mr. Hannon, who is in Norway. Of course, they got the big tour going on. I guess they had about two-thirds of the plane sold out heading over on that 14-hour flight from Minneapolis to Amsterdam. But Sky's going to check in towards the end of this hour. Next hour, Jim Schultz, who is the endorsed GOP candidate for Minnesota Attorney General, going to be on the program. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's what they do. And, of course, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You grab it, you go. It's scratch. It's fantastic. Valley City's got their fish and fries, which is we used to call fish and chips, as they call chips fries in the U.K., but it's fish and fries or the chip beef. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. West Main Avenue's got the fantastic roasted chicken or fried steak. Pulled pork on 12th Avenue. Lasagna and garlic toast in Glendon. Meatballs up in Yulin. And 45th Street's got
yellow
lasagna today. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And Jason Lewis is in today again for Scotty. I think we're working on getting some of our connection issues worked out.
Nope.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
I can hear you, fellas.
There we go. There he is. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll dial in. How you doing, buddy? Hello. We can hear you, Jace. Go ahead, buddy.
We are ready to go, gang. All right. Technical difficulties once again, but we will persevere. We are up and running. What is it? Friday, right? Friday? You know, I got to thinking, watching these January hearings last night, what a show trial that was, right? And I got thinking, you know, come November, Pelosi will be booted out as speaker. She will not have any employment. So that means her husband may have to look for work. Yeah, Paul Pelosi. I'm pretty certain we could rule out Uber or Lyft. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know why. I'm just saying that. By the way, the DA in that Paul Pelosi drunk driving situation is not releasing the cam video or any of that. I don't know if it's good enough for January 6th. It's good enough for the Speaker of the House. Let's release the video. What the heck? What are they trying to hide? I'd love to see that. And you see that guy, I mean, getting pulled over for drunk driving. Yeah, and they just go telling the cops, look, what would you do if you were married to Nancy Pelosi? I mean, you know, I suppose he's hitting the sauce a little bit. Who knows? It is What's on Your Mind for Friday, June 3rd. Welcome once again, the artist formerly known as Congressman Jason Lewis, in for Scott, who I understand later this hour we're going to try to connect with Scott. Is that right?
I do believe that's the plan, yes, sir.
That is the plan, with Scott Hannon in the beautiful country of Norway, and talk about his traveling travails and what it's like over there and how they view January 6th. And I would love to see the media coverage abroad of January 6th vis-a-vis here in America. You had a cacophony of voices last night on all of the networks covering this. I mean, it was so indicative of the press. Understand, this is not a neutral exercise. So the press last night and the 8, 10, I don't know how many networks that carry the January 6th hearings, carried those as a shall we say, a false narrative of objective journalism. By that I mean, if you have legitimate news, and news that doesn't have a spin to it, is not state-run propaganda, why then you cover it. But everything about this is state-run propaganda, starting with the process of how the January 6th committee was formed. And I can tell you how this works because I was a former member of Congress. Liz Cheney is not the ranking member on the committee. Normally, what you have is you have a committee chair, and that's the majority party. So the way this works, and this is really intricate to the way Congress works, it is a committee system. Imagine if you've got a Congress with 1,000 bills, more than that, to be introduced, thousands of bills. What was so unique about the time I was serving in Congress is we passed 1,000, the most productive Congress in a generation, in the 115th. That was the first 2 years of Trump. But tens of thousands, or maybe not tens of thousands, but thousands of bills are introduced. Well, how do you sort all that out? You go to the clerk of the House and you drop the bill, and everybody's doing it every day, 24/7. How do you sort? You assign them to committee, the committee of jurisdiction, and then you filter the bills that are worthy. Ideally, you vet them. You have hearings, and it either gets marked up or it doesn't, and it comes to the floor for a vote. So the committee process is key. So how do you form a committee? Well, you form a committee by literally allowing the majority party, right, the speaker's party, usually, because the speaker is going to be elected as part of the majority more times than not. They're going to get more members on a committee because they've got more members in the House writ large. And that's the way self-government works, majority rules. So you got a committee of 15 members. The majority is going to get 9 or 10, maybe just 8 if it's a slim majority in the House, and the minority will get the remaining votes. Now, how do you assign who's going to lead the committee? The chairman, the steering committees of each, even who's going to be the chairman is done by committee. They're called steering committees, and they're going to assign who's going to get the chairmanship of a committee, which is what everybody wants. And so the majority party says, you're going to be chairman. What does the minority party do? They assign their top dog to be the ranking member on the committee. And all the ranking member means is you are leading the minority on the committee. Liz Cheney is trotting around Washington, D.C., telling everybody she's the ranking member. But in order to be the ranking member, you have to be appointed by your party. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger were not appointed by Kevin McCarthy. They were selected by Nancy Pelosi, the opposing party. This is a partisan committee that has circumvented 200 years of protocol and tradition in the House in order to provide balance, and they are on a proverbial witch hunt. And yet, the media covers it as objective news. That is all you need to know about the press, folks. They're liars. Starting with CNN, they're the worst. They really are the worst. MSNBC is so ridiculous at times. I mean, Joy Reid is calling Judge Kavanaugh, what is it, a Christian apologist or Christian nationalist? She's as responsible for anybody as an assassin showing up at his house. We'll get into that in a little bit. But at least MSNBC, it's not false advertising. We're wackos and we're proud. We're communists and we're proud. Okay, that might be a little harsh. We're socialists and we're proud. But the point is, CNN lies in everything they do. They lie about who they are. They lie that they're anchors. They lie that they're not advising Governor Cuomo when his brother was doing that as a cable news commentator. They lie about Kyle Rittenhouse. They lie about Nicholas Sandman. They lie about Russia collusion. They are liars. If you couldn't hire liars, CNN would have empty space. So you've got a situation where all of these media outlets cover this as news, objective news with an objective committee, a legitimate committee. It is not a legitimate committee. And I will give you another false narrative by the Democrat media complex that this was the worst attack on the Capitol in U.S. history. Well, of course, they forget that the Brits burned down the White House in 1814, but forget about that. That wasn't even the Capitol. Let's talk about 1954. 1954, when the Puerto Rican nationalists marched into the Capitol chamber, into the House chamber, where members were voting, sat up there in the gallery, and opened fire, shooting members of Congress. So compare that with these disaffected, unruly trespassers on January 6th, who, contrary to false media reports, did not kill any member of the Capitol Police Department. One woman was killed, Ashley Babbitt, by a member of the Capitol Police Department. The DOJ shut down that investigation. How about 1971, when left-wing anarchist groups tried to bomb the Capitol. How about 1983 when a bomb went off in the Senate chamber by these weather underground left-wing groups? So it's not the worst attack on the Capitol. How about the summer of 2020 when every police department, every precinct in Minneapolis and across this country was burned or assaulted? Worst attack on government property in history. A lie. Everything about this is a lie, including whether or not, a la what happened in Michigan, there was entrapment involved. Whether there were government agents involved, inciting violence and leading the charge. Whether or not there was a conspiracy of ignorance as to why Nancy Pelosi and the Sergeant at Arms and Chuck Schumer did not take Donald Trump's offer of how many was it? Was it 20,000 National Guard troops that were offered? Can't remember the exact figure. 4 days before January 6th, they didn't take it. Those are the things that ought to be investigated by the next January 6th committee, convening next January with a Republican majority and convening with due process, with a real ranking member, a real committee appointed in the...
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is What's on Your Mind Friday edition. We got a great weekend plan. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate across the neighborhood. 20 past the hour, brought to you by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. Well, I tell you, it's here. Whole new way to feel great. It's really unbelievable what they're doing there. Inside and out, Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Proud to announce again, in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, that they've added the HOCAT. The ozone sauna. Yeah, that's okay. Developed for a single purpose. All right. The HOCAT is developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness, and vitality. Hang on just a second, Jason. We'll be ready to go. To improve circulation, boost energy, strengthen the immune system, can reduce pain, swelling, inflammation, increase the body's immune efficiency, increases metabolism, improves stiff, aching joints. It's amazing what hyperbaric treatments can do for you and what this ozone sauna has to offer. Call for an appointment. Find out more. The first 30-minute treatment is free, as in no cost to you. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here. Now, at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, number to call is 701-929-3930, 701-929-3930, or visit online at swansonhyperbarics.com, swansonhyperbarics.com. Jason Lewis in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, thank you. I was saying before we got, before I ran through the break, how illegitimate this whole process is on January 6th. And I just want to make certain everybody understands that this is not an objective committee. It is not an objective news story. It is a partisan witch hunt more prone or more apropos for Venezuela, Cuba, the former Soviet Union than it is for the United States. They are prosecuting former political opponents to either put them in jail or make certain they cannot run for office again. Which kind of countries do that? If you notice, every target of this committee is a political activist, primarily Donald Trump. That is not for nothing. It's not like they're going after rioters or criminals in San Francisco. The same people that love the riots of 2020 have no problem at all. Or, going after rioters or trespassers on January 6th. 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. And the other thing that I'm wondering about you, the listener, the average American, on whether this is going to resonate. They're not going to stop with this. They failed on the Russian collusion. They failed on the Ukrainian phone call. They failed on Alpha Bank. They failed on every attempt to get Trump and finish him off and put him in jail. They even had the FBI set up people in Michigan in a false attempt or false kidnapping scheme to prosecute Michiganders. So there's a real problem with weaponizing the national security state right now, going after fellow citizens, whether they're parents or whether they're unruly trespassers or what have you. But I'm wondering how it resonates with voters, with North Dakotans, with Minnesotans, with people, the average American who looks at a 40-year high of inflation, who looks at crime so bad that they're literally leaving places they've lived for decades. People are fleeing the cities, L.A., Minneapolis, St. Paul, Milwaukee, you name it, New York. They're getting out. Can you imagine how bad it has to be for you to pick up and leave a place you've raised your kids in? So crime is out of control. Inflation is out of control. The border is out of control. And yes, they are advocating replacement theory to regain control of Congress. That's what the Democrats said it was all about. That's what the cable commentators said it was all about. And yet, when somebody else says it, they demonize it. They got caught in their own shenanigans. But be that as it may, all of the chaos we're seeing, the supply chain disruptions where everything from baby formula is just gone, medicines, pharmaceuticals, we outsource to China. And yet, they're talking about January 6th. That's what intrigues me about this, as to whether you give a damn or not. Certainly the media do. Cable commentators do. The Democrat media complex is all in. But the question becomes, are you? How important is January 6th to the fate of the Republic? 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. I'm former Congressman Jason Lewis in for Scott today on What's On Your Mind. If you saw the hearing last night, chime in, because it's time to let your voice be heard, not just Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. Let's try Henry in Fargo. You got a question? Go ahead, my friend.
one place, and that's the Greg Kelly Show. Greg Kelly had...
I'm sorry, sir?
The only way you can... I said the only place I've seen this before was on Greg Kelly. And he said that the only way you can legally contest an election is what they did. They had the congressman sign a letter, 60 of them from the Republicans, and they had the congressman and a senator sign it, who made it official to contest the Arizona's ballots. And guess what? We had a riot. They shut it down. They knew that Trump was going to pull a permit. They knew what was going on. They knew this was all signed. This investigation should be on Nancy Pelosi because she's totally blocking the only constitutional way to protest an election. And it's the first time in the history of the country that the Republicans have done that, and they did it right. But you hear nobody talking about it. What they're doing is they're covering up the honest protest of the Arizona votes.
Well, it's not just Arizona either. There ought to be an audit in a number of counties in Minnesota. In Crow Wing County, you had 22,000, I think the figure was, absentee ballots, which was an astounding figure. Were they counted correctly? Did they match up to the SVRS, the statewide voter registration system? You don't know that stuff, and you don't know match up absentees and mail-in ballots to the actual voter unless you do an audit. And this Secretary of State will not do it. And so this is what it doesn't condone. Trespassing and knocking down barricades and breaking windows at the Capitol. But this is what's driving it, the lack of accountability. And I think that's got a lot of people worried, as you say. Over in beautiful Williston, Western North Dakota, Jerry, thanks for joining. What's on your mind?
The real problem here is, now they talked about all these people that had heart attacks. There's supposedly four of them that died there and had heart attacks. Well, two of them were killed by concussion grenades. To crying out loud, that's what got the crowd all buzzed up there, because they started throwing those concussion grenades out, flashbangs. And geez, they was hitting real close. They was throwing them way in the air and up over a wall. And when they'd hit, why, they weren't hitting the ground. They was hitting about eye level. And two people got killed by them. They won't investigate that. Then they had the lady out in the tunnel. They'd sprayed them. They was coming through that tunnel that the Senate comes through. And they sprayed that one lady. There was a fellow, can't remember his name now. He was talking on Real America's Voice, telling about how he tried to get her out there, tried to drag her out. And this one officer comes along and goes to clubbing her. Well, he just beat her to death is what he did.
And well, let me play the devil's advocate here. What is the appropriate response when they knock down barricades and storm the Capitol? I mean, that's we're up against the break here.
Knock down barricades and storm the Capitol.
It is, you know, it's certainly not shooting somebody. We'll be back right after this.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday indicates the U.S. economy is still failing. May CPI price increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at a 40-year high. Shelter, gas, and food are all up again. This week's Summit of the Americas is becoming a big question mark as President Biden made the decision not to be inclusive to countries in the region. Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela were snubbed by President Biden by not getting an invitation. In turn, the leaders of Mexico, Guatemala, Salvador, Bolivia, and Honduras have snubbed the event.
This city is testament to the connections that bind us and our capacity to achieve great things together.
President Biden speaking at the opening ceremony. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All around the clock this weekend with this weather. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and team at MyPillow. They're wrapping this up pretty quick here, I'm going to guess, because it's a limited time deal when we started talking about the slipper sale. They're wanting to blow out it just to get rid of a ton of the slippers. They got to make room. So for a limited time, the My Slippers are fantastic, by the way. If you haven't had, I mean, think Uggs, thick sole on them. They've got the impact gel and the memory foam in them, the MyPillow foam. So mine are the fur-lined, kind of the low back, not the high-heeled ones. And all year round, you can wear those bad boys. Heavy, suede, really good. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop them. Indoor, outdoor, they're great for the year-round that we need, you know, slippers up in this part of the world. So call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Promo code is Scott. At MyPillow.com, you go to the homepage there, Radio Listener Square, it's right on the phone page. Click that, enter Scott on your promo code, and the offer won't last long. $90 off of My Slippers. Promo code is Scott right now at MyPillow.com. That's where you find the deals going on. Jason Lewis is in again today for Scotty.
Well, yes, I am, and asking people if they really care about January 6th. You know, something just dawned on me during the break, and that is, the left could have opened up a can of worms with all of this. The website Revolver, which has really been on the cutting edge on some of this stuff, has a part two on Meet Ray Epps about the details emerging from what they say was basically an entrapment. You had a number of people that were instigators, that were federal officials, instigating the rioting on January 6th. The protest that turned into a riot was manufactured, according to these folks, by the feds. Not entirely, but they were saying, take, you know, charge, let's take the Capitol. They were plotting to pre-plan attack. Now, before you roll your eyes at this, understand what happened in Michigan, literally, in the prior election, weeks before the Whitmer election, a number of Michiganders were indicted for plots against the liberal, whacked-out governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Come to find out, during the trial just a couple of weeks ago, they were found not guilty, a number of them, because of, essentially, entrapment by federal officials. They were trying to set them up. They were going in, acting as conspirators or seditionists, white supremacists, you name it, the usual media buzzwords, and they were acting that way in order to entrap other people, and they were acquitted because of it. So before you say that couldn't happen, it already has happened. Did it happen on January 6th? Well, that would be an investigation worthwhile, and I'm wondering if indeed they haven't opened up this can of worms. You now have websites like Revolver out there that aren't going to let this go. And if they really want the country to focus on January 6th, maybe half the country is going to wind up focusing on the wrong narrative for Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi. Interesting, isn't it? Sylvester, South Dakota, you are up next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Jason, it's good to hear common sense to a certain degree anyway. But, you know, in South Dakota, we just had our election. There was 42% of Republicans that got up and went and voted. And then when you throw in the independents and the Democrats, it pulled it down to 32% of our eligible voters to go and vote. And that's extremely disappointing. And, you know, whether it's apathy or just give up on the country, can't blame them. I really question our information that we get. Are those tabulators, are they reliable?
But let me ask you, you know more about South Dakota than I do, but Nome got 76%. Why show up? I mean, I don't think people are going to go to these primaries when it's quote-unquote predetermined, right? I don't think those figures are going to hold for November is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we had really good candidates running, you know, on all three of them, you know, our senator that ran and our representative that ran and actually the one that ran for governor. Good people, you know, and it just seems like it's a rigged game and we're going and okay, you're talking about the miss.
Well, you got to understand something about politics, and it's eternally frustrating because you're involved in it. I was involved in it, and you think it's the be-all and end-all, and you wake up in the morning thinking about it and going to bed at night thinking about it. Most people don't. Most people want politics to be an afterthought. And frankly, that's the way it should be. Government should be small
right.
enough where people don't have to worry about it.
Until
things reach critical mass, Sylvester, people don't get involved. Now, I'm disagreeing with you a little bit on this only because what I'm saying is that I think this fall it will reach critical mass. I think inflation is what's going to drive it, that people have had enough. What was it? Remember the poor woman, Sylvester, out in California that got run over by a thug? Remember the video was out the last few days? She and her baby were run over. She voted for the radical George Soros, DA in L.A., and now she's leading the charge to oust him. That's critical mass.
It's going to take, but, you know, when we keep on sending back the same people to Washington to... in our Congress that are supposed to fix things. They haven't fixed them in the past. They're not going to fix them in the future. And it just seems like a big game that they're playing out in front of the public, and we're supposed to believe it. I just think it's a farce, our whole government.
Well, on there I will agree with you. In fact, it's in my upcoming book, as I mentioned earlier, and I will give you a couple of remedies to that. One, I went into Congress an advocate of term limits. I came out even more so. And I'm not a radical on the issue, but 20 years, four terms in the House and two terms in the Senate would eliminate 40%. I mean, you would have change because a lot of people couldn't run again. And when they can't run again, all of a sudden they discover courage. So that's clearly needs to happen. And the swamp won't let it right now. But to your point, we've got to make it happen. Second of all, Barry Goldwater said this many, many years ago, and it's true. It's more true today than it was then. If you can't vote, you can't donate. And understand, remember the infrastructure bill that was a joke? It wasn't infrastructure at all. It was Green New Deal stuff. It was human infrastructure so that you know, Pete Buttigieg could call his babysitter infrastructure, whatever the heck they were talking about, human infrastructure. Remember that, and nobody thought it should pass in when we've got a $30 trillion debt and it wasn't going to build roads anyway. You don't want to know why that passed? Every single road contractor, every single airport or you name it, port contractor, you don't think they have trade groups in Washington, D.C., and you don't think they pull a lot of strings? You don't think they contribute in $5,000 and $10,000 increments? So my point is, if you can't vote, then a trade group can't vote, you can't contribute. Would it solve everything? No, but it would solve a few things. Sylvester, thanks. Appreciate your patience. Appreciate you calling. Missoula, Montana. Here's Jason. You're next up on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing today? I'm going to tell you something. Everybody in this country, whether you're Democrat or Republican, after what you just seen last night, you better be worried in this country. You think that there was an insurrection on January 6th? I think there's a lot more coming in the world to come if we don't get rid of these people. The problem of it is they've gone too far. This country's too far out. If we don't do something pretty soon, and Trump said the exact words, pretty soon you can't bring it back, I think all them people up there in Washington are just...
What bothered you about
country.
Last night?
Somebody else...
But what bothered you about last night?
Bothered me about last night is the way that these people want to control this world, the way they talk about people and the way they act. I'm telling you, they're just like an old movie where the rich control the young, control the poor people. And if you're not up in their class, you're no good. That's what they view us.
Well, do you think people should trespass on the Capitol?
That Capitol belongs to us. It don't belong to them. And you know
what?
So
do you think people should knock down barricades and break windows and charge the Capitol chambers?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's coming to that. People are sick and tired of living in this country the way it is. I'm sick and tired of being stomped down and being told what to do to drive an electric vehicle. I'm a truck driver. I'm from North Dakota.
Yep.
You know what? We've lived the e-logs. We've lived everything else. I'm tired of being told what we can and can't do in this country.
And to your point, here's where why people don't believe the January 6th committee or this or being lectured to. It was Chris Cuomo on CNN who defended the riots of 2020 by saying sometimes free speech and protest in this country isn't supposed to be peaceful. So they were just fine with a year of riots, but all of a sudden there was trespassing, and I don't condone that on the Capitol. And that's the be-all, end-all. That's going to end the republic. Nobody believes that because they lie. And if they lie about what else are they lying about? And I think that's your point,
right?
We
got people in our Republican... That's right. We got people in our Republican Party like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell that are telling people, shoot them. Shoot the Trump voters. Really? So who do you believe anymore? Who do you vote for?
Jace, I think you represent and elucidate a view held by a whole lot of people. And there is another school of thought out there that sort of dovetails off of what you're saying, is they are trying to provoke this. They are trying to provoke parents at the school board meetings. They're trying to provoke chaos at the border. They're trying to provoke people who disagree with them labeled as seditionists or white supremacists or whatever, so that those people will react and then they can crack down further. So they label you something, you protest, and they use that protest as an excuse to crack down even further. We know where this ends.
I'm going to tell you something.
And it isn't good.
I got a buddy in Grand Forks. This is no kidding. His daughter, every morning they stand up in Grand Forks in the school and they say they pledge allegiance to the flag, just like we did when we were kids. One girl sits down. Finally, the teacher said, why don't you get up? She's a foreigner. We brought her over here and asked her, why don't you get up and say pledge? Because I hate America. I hate everything about America. America is dead as far as I'm concerned. This is a kid in school. This is what we bring over here.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jace, thanks. Appreciate the call today. Look, There really is a great debate on what America should be. And the debate is as old as scripture. Should it stand for due process and the rule of law and self-government? Or should it stand for a ruling class? And I think what Jason is saying is the ruling class has got the reins right now, and I don't feel comfortable over that. There are people that believe our traditions, that still believe there's more good about America than bad, believe in our traditions, including the Founding Fathers, including the flag, including the Constitution. This did not start in 2020. It started long ago with a radical subset of nihilists that infiltrated the Democrat Party. And I can tell you it started with in earnest with something called the Resistance. When Trump got elected, they trolled me on Twitter, they trolled me in Washington, and they came to my front yard to protest. So I know exactly what you're talking about, Jace. Thanks. More coming.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. 11 in front of the top of the hour. We got a lot going on. Coming up next hour, we're going to be talking to Jim Scholz. Jim is an endorsed GOP candidate in Minnesota for the AG position that we're hoping to get Keith Ellison out of. Jason Lewis is sitting in for Scotty, who's in Norway and who is on the line as we speak, live from Norway, Mr. Lewis.
And it's got to be, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, happy hour. There's Scott across the pond at happy hour with Nancy Pelosi's husband. Don't let him drive. That's all I'm going to tell you, Scott.
I'm riding in a bus, but we have a little mini happy hour already, and we're making one more stop at a place called Troll's Ladder. And then we're headed for a hotel in Geringer, Norway, and after dinner, maybe happy hour. Sounds like a good plan.
You are in the, shall we say, the motherland or the fatherland, pick your pronoun. You got to run into a bunch of North Dakotans, a bunch of Minnesotans in Norway, right?
Yeah, you'd recognize a lot of the names, put it that way, that's for sure. A whole lot of the stories of North Dakotans and Minnesotans have started right here in Norway.
An Anderson family reunion?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So a lot of fun. We have some family members with us on the trip who've come over, and of course they know family here, and there's a really popular industry here of genealogy where they'll find your family members too, and you know, let you know where they live and connect you with their family members. We've done that with ours. And
do you really want to know your ancestors, Scott?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's wonderful. Like,
I mean, what happens if one of them's Willie Sutton or something?
And my favorite story here is $9 gas. Yeah, so you can't complain anymore. $9 a gallon.
Don't give Joe Biden any cues there. That'll be his line next time. What are you complaining about?
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah, and
I do remember that in the 70s when we had gas lines. The Jimmy Carter and the Carter era would always say, well, it's worse in Europe. Well, yeah, that's where we're headed.
Yeah, exactly right. As if that's any comfort, right? I'm waiting for him to throw the sweater on and do the fireside chat. Should be coming
there
up anytime.
Turn down the thermostat. What has been the reaction, as best you can tell, amongst the natives over there to the January 6th primetime show?
Nothing. You know, not paying any attention. Pure theater. You know.
Yeah, I know. You're not paying attention. I'm not paying attention. But is it front page of all the newspapers? Is it, you know, wall-to-wall coverage on the tube?
No, you know, I haven't really, this trip, I haven't heard too much about it.
Right.
Too much about anything related to politics in the U.S., to tell you the truth. So that's, which is fine with me. I'm all in on that.
I was telling a caller a second ago, politics should be an afterthought. The government should be so unintrusive that you shouldn't have to think about it.
That would not be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So but, where are you?
Unfortunately,
tell us where you're headed again today and tomorrow and the rest of the trip.
Geringer is our next stop. We'll be there actually for 2 days. Looking forward to that. We go to Bergen. We go to Stalheim. We go to Oslo. Ullensvang. Where else are we going? Skei. Yeah, we're going to Skei, Norway this time. So kind of fun. So they're all correcting me on my pronunciations here on the bus. So,
right. I bet that's fun. It sounds like a wonderful trip. What's the weather been like?
Been very nice, actually. Yeah, I mean, we're a little cooler the first day, but it's been really nice. Yeah, beautiful weather. A lot like home right
beautiful
now.
Beautiful country, right?
Full blown summer. Oh my gosh, it's hard to put into words. You know, I mean, I put up a Facebook post every night and show the pictures, but they don't do it justice. I mean, we've been on fjords already. We've seen waterfalls. We've been mountains.
It looks just like Bismarck.
So. Yeah, they got us by a little bit, I think. Those Badlands West. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And I'm glad you're checking in, glad you're healthy, and we look forward to your return. But have a great trip over there, and the lucky duckies that are with you, I'm sure, are having a ball, too.
We're all having a great time, yes. Thanks a bunch for subbing, and look forward to being back on the chair week from Monday.
All right. The one and only Scott Henin, live from Norway. And no, he's not getting a ride home from Nancy Pelosi's husband. That's not going to happen. Of course, he might think if he's behind the wheel, he could drive across the ocean, but I wouldn't advise it. Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Coming up next hour, a very, very key race in Minnesota, the Attorney General's race. And this is key because there is a great debate throughout the country as to what an AG's job should be. And I have a traditional view on this, and I suspect Jim Schultz, the Republican-endorsed candidate for AG running against the one and only Keith Ellison in Minnesota, has a similar view, but we'll find out. And it really gets to the heart of, believe it or not, of what's happening with the rule of law in America and whether there are two standards of criminal justice and what sort of, you know, equal protection under the law means people in similar circumstances, similarly situated is the legal parlance, should be treated in a similar fashion. That is the essence of the 14th Amendment, but it's the essence of our jurisprudence that the rule of law applies to everyone equally. Well, does it? And if it doesn't anymore, how did we get there? How did we find ourselves in a position where some criminals get off scot-free, some protesters get off scot-free, and others are prosecuted? Some trespassers languish in jail in Washington, and other criminals who run people over are out on bail or not even prosecuted. This is where we are, so we'll get to that. Coming
from field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.